The way that COVID-19 case data is reported by Public Health Sudbury and districts could change in the near future as Omicron continues to spread across the province. Now that PCR testing has been restricted to Ontario's most vulnerable populations, a spokesperson for the health unit said it's likely the government will use other indicators, like hospitalizations, to determine the severity of the pandemic. Locally, it's important for residents to remember that COVID-19 case data no longer represents the actual number of positive cases in the region as the health unit transitions to a high-surge model for case management and contact tracing. Christina Ashawasagai, a public health nurse at PHSD, said given the high transmissibility of the Omicron variant, it's reasonable to assume that everybody will at some point either get COVID-19 or be exposed to the virus. Through the pandemic, the province's testing guidance has evolved. Initially, it was restricted only to individuals that presented with very specific symptoms, said Ashawasagai. Gradually, as more PCR tests became available, individuals who didn't necessarily have symptoms were able to access testing. The province is now prioritizing the availability of PCR tests for those who work or live in the highest risk settings, she added. The rationale behind the decision to restrict testing was to ensure that there is no delay for COVID-19 testing and results for those who are most at risk for severe disease and outcomes, said Ashawasagai. It is another layer of protection in settings like long-term care facilities, congregate living settings, hospitals and correctional institutions. Because of the shift, Ashawasagai said the local COVID-19 case data is now an underrepresentation of the actual number of cases in the Sudbury and Manitoulin districts. As Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Penny Sutcliffe put it, it's just the tip of the iceberg, she said. Given that we're experiencing widespread community transmission, it's safe to assume that everybody will be affected by COVID-19 in the months of January and February. Because testing has been limited, Ashawasagai said the onus to self-isolate when ill and to follow up with close contacts has now been placed on the individual. It is a change because we aren't testing the general population anymore, and we're not requiring anyone to report positive test results or COVID-19 symptoms to public health, she said. There's been a shift onto the individual to take responsibility and take those steps themselves. It will be a transition as we get used to a more endemic phase of the virus. The health unit is asking residents of the Sudbury and Manitoulin districts to assume they have COVID-19 when ill and self-isolate. They must also notify anyone they've come into close contact with. Ashawasagai said the Ontario government has interactive screening tools available on its website and she strongly encourages residents to complete those screening tools every morning. The website will give you specific guidance based on a number of factors, including your age, vaccination status and place of work, she said. Although school and childcare settings are no longer considered high-risk settings, Ashawasagai said public health will continue to support schools and to provide resources. I think the biggest thing we can do as individuals who can get vaccinated, including those working in childcare settings and those who have children attending childcare, is to get our vaccines, she said. Complete the screening tool and follow public health guidance. If your children have symptoms, they should stay home. She added that if children have access to a rapid antigen test kit and they test positive for COVID-19, the health unit is asking that parents and guardians notify all close contacts. All close contacts should go online and complete the screening tool for further instructions, said Ashawasagai. I can appreciate that this will be a transitional period, where previously we would dismiss cohorts and public health would be in touch quickly, but at this time, we're no longer asking individuals to report any positive tests to us. Anyone with questions, she said, is encouraged to contact public health. Colleen Romaniak is a local journalism initiative reporter at the Sudbury Star. The local journalism initiative is made possible through funding from the federal government.